Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets, welcoming the start of the local growing season, with organic fruits and vegetables arriving in-store from local farmers. With 9 neighborhood locations and a 10th store, Green Lake Village, opening June 4th. More at PCCNaturalMarkets.com.
Oh, Nance, you get to do all this cool stuff, like go hang out in restaurants and see how they do things, and you pick up all kinds of cool tips and stuff from watching these people at work, don't you?
Yeah, you know, this week in the Seattle Times, I wrote about an evening, actually it was practically half a day, that I spent at La Bette. It's a wonderful little bistro on Capitol Hill. And what I did was I went in about 4 o'clock and watched the guys prep for what they knew was going to be a very busy Friday evening. I actually sat there with my computer in the corner at the counter. They've got great counter seats in addition to seats in the dining room. If I have an opportunity to sit at a counter in a restaurant, I'm never going to miss that opportunity. And you learn so many things just by watching people cook.
So, Nancy, what did you learn?
You know, I mean, over the years, having worked in restaurants and sat at counters at plenty of them, I've learned a lot of things. But I did learn one new trick at La Bette that I had never seen anyone do before. They keep a lot of their stuff in plastic containers, the kind you would go to Costco and buy, you know, plastic to-go containers with a lid. You could do it with, like, leftover yogurt lids. The chef there took some olives and put them right in between two lids.
Don't say any more. Why didn't I ever think of this myself? I
what?
Know just what he did.
What'd he do?
It was to crush olives to get the pits out, right?
No.
Way he could whack the top lid and they'd all crush at the same time.
You know what? That wasn't what he did. I think they were pitless olives.
Oh.
And what he did was he was slicing them in half without doing, like I do this all the time.
Yeah.
I buy pitted kalamatas and I sit there with a knife and
cut
them. Boom, right? And you could, I think this would have an application if you were slicing cherries in half anything like that. I thought, how clever.
And here's the thing about pitted olives.
Yes.
I never trust that they're all pitted. I crush each one and cut it in half just to make sure, because that will really ruin your day.
That will ruin your day, Stein, but I do think you might have a little too much time on your hands if you're doing that. One of the things I like to do when I'm getting ready to cook is just turn the oven on to 400 degrees, right, so that it's really hot and ready to go. And whether I'm cooking a piece of meat, a piece of fish, some chicken, I pan sear it and finish it in the oven. So, you know, if you've got your piece of salmon, say, and you're going to sear it, you're not quite done yet, you need to make a sauce, whatever, you just put it in the oven for those last few minutes. And that's something that you see them do at every restaurant in town.
What else you got? This is really fascinating.
Well, you know, you can go buy all the expensive, fancy-looking tongs you want. But I am absolutely hysterical and in love with restaurant tongs. The simple spring-loaded tong, not the kind of thing that has a little lock on it. None of that. Just go buy the cheap ones. They cost, what, like $3.50,
right,
something like that a piece if you go to the restaurant supply store. And have more than one of them. I mean, I use them for everything.
This is fascinating. A great tip on the olives.
Yeah, what about warming plates? You know, most restaurants keep their plates warm. Do you do that?
What I do is put a couple of plates in the microwave for about 30 seconds before it's time to serve.
You know, we used to do that, and now we're putting them in the toaster oven.
I don't have a toaster oven.
You need one, Stein.
The Gruden said there's too much stuff on the counter. I say it's my kitchen. I'll do it the way I want to. One more tip.
Okay. Mise en place.
Wait, what's that?
Everything in its place. You need to have all of the ingredients ready for the recipe.
Oh,
cut
I love
up
that.
And
yeah.
Ready to roll. You know, you don't need expensive things for it.
Yeah.
Just a couple of little bowls, straighten yourself right out.
I got a bunch of little glass blows. You know, I cook a lot of Asian stuff and a lot of different ingredients. I like to arrange things really neatly and have everything laid out in its little bowl and everything ready to go. DeGroote just rolls her eyes, but I get a kick out of it. Sometimes I'll even wait for a few minutes after I've got it all arranged just because I like looking at it. With KPLU food commentator Nancy,
everything in its place.
It's by far the best way. Listen, I'm Dick Stein.